President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to announce picks for his cabinet and senior staff over the weekend, including the naming of oil industry executive Chris Wright as his choice to lead the Department of Energy, someone in the business. One position that still hasn't been announced, though, is Treasury Secretary. This is one of the big ones. It was reported that Trump might select either Howard Lutnick, CEO of the Wall Street firm Cantor Fitzgerald, or perhaps Scott Bessent, who's the founder of the investment firm Key Square Capital. Now, though, there are reports coming out that Trump might be rethinking that position. And we're going to bring in News Nation national correspondent Robert Sherman now to talk about that. Robert, good morning.
Hey, good morning. And yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right in that important position to the president-elect, considering how much he's talked about the economy on the campaign trail, considering how much he's talked about the issue of tariffs over the last few years, I mean, really, ever since he burst onto the scene. So those are all important pieces of all of this when it comes to selecting a Treasury secretary. And our sources have even told us that there was a meeting with Scott Bessent late last week here. You know, it was still very much so in the conversation. But now we're hearing that one more name is entering this conversation. Mark Rowan, head of the private equity firm Apollo, supposed to have a meeting with the president-elect this week here. So it does appear as though that the scope of this search is expanding here. Does he end up going with one of those original names, Mr. Rowan, a new name? That all remains to be seen. But this is an important position, and it's clear that they're going through this process very fastidiously.
What happened? Why did he expand that scope and, I guess, rethought the position?
Oh, you know, that's a good question, you know, and it does seem as though, you know, from some of the reporting that's out there, that at the very least there's cold feet on exactly, you know, alignment, you know, or personalities between all of them, you know, and how all they would work together. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it comes down to assembling a team in which the president-elect has confidence is going to be able to carry out the policy that he wants to carry out. The economy, Treasury Secretary position, that's about as important as it gets for this particular president. Big focus on tariffs, big focus on interest rates. It's all about finding the right person in order to carry that out.
His picks so far have kind of fallen into two categories. There's the ones that you look at and you think, okay, I can see that. And then there's the ones over here that are just, they're out there. This one seems to fall into that former category of, you know, there are people in the business, in the industry. I mean, they understand it so far anyway, the ones that we've heard, right?
So far, yeah. I mean, all of them big players in the financial sector of this country. All of them have pretty advanced pedigrees. I also point out the fact that Howard Lutnick is also co-chair of the transition team as well in a formal capacity, you know, so has been playing a role, you know, in all, you know, these conversations about transition, they didn't start the day after the election. This has been right. A conversation that has been ongoing for months here. But then, I mean, you look at his name, Mark Rowan as well, major private equity firm. I mean, that's keeping in lockstep with what he's been looking for.
What about the ones that have already been announced? What are we hearing out of Congress as to the possibility that some of these might make it through?
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of Republicans are publicly coming out and saying that they feel pretty good that they're going to be able to get a lot of these names through off of simple majority. And then, you know, there are some of the names that we've heard out there. I mean, I was on Capitol Hill the day that the Matt Gaetz announcement came down, and pretty much every senator we spoke with had a "let's see what happens" kind of response to all of that. Republican lawmakers here. So, I mean, there are questions about how all this is going to go. I mean, it's not as if the Republicans have a huge, massive majority in the Senate, but they do have a majority. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how those conversations take place. Now, that being said, the president-elect has also said, you know, there is that so-called nuclear option of recess appointments that whoever ended up becoming Senate Majority Leader would have to be open to. And John Thune, who's now going to be Senate Majority Leader, had said that that's something that he's open to. All three of those candidates ended up saying that as well. So that's something to keep in the back mind as well.
And if you were going to say one of these cabinet positions is probably the most vulnerable, it would have to be Matt Gaetz, right?
Possibly. You know, I mean, we'll see what those conversations look like here. You know, I mean, there's also been a lot of chatter about Pete Hegseth, for Department of Defense as well. There's a lot of conversations that are ongoing here, and it's, you know, when you hear a lot of these senators saying, well, let's see how the process happens. I mean, nobody really knows exactly how this is going to go and how all those votes are going to fall until it actually happens.
All right. Could see, could expect more today, possibly. Robert, listen, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Robert Sherman, News Nation national correspondent, with us talking about new cabinet picks for the president-elect. And again, we probably see he's not even halfway there.
No. And you're going to, like, over the weekend, in the next couple of days, you're going to see two or three of these things. As it gets closer, you're going to have to start getting these names out there.
They're going to trickle out.
Yeah, these confirmation processes have to start.